Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. The coronavirus pandemic is leaving the fall sports season for many of Philadelphia's high school students up in the air. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, as of now, the season is on hold.
There will be no Friday night lights, back nine rallies, or game-winning goals for the thousands of Philadelphia school students who play football, field hockey, soccer, girls tennis, cross country, or golf. That's because the Philly Public League is suspending fall sports.
Not a safe thing to do, and the health and safety of our student athletes, our coaches, and all of our communities is our number one priority.
Philadelphia Public League President Jimmy Lynch says they're following Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's recommendation to hold high school sports in the state until January.
We feel for the kids and the coaches who are looking forward to fall season.
Lynch says in the meantime, they're going to work with students to make sure they're physically ready to get back to play and mentally ready to take their game to the next level. Scores of activists, community members, and elected officials took part in a Peace Not Guns rally Monday outside of Philadelphia City Hall after two violent weeks in the city. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, the demonstrations come as council prepares for emergency hearings.
The rallying cry was clear.
Put the guns down. Peace not guns.
The demonstration, which featured comments by anti-violence activists, youth, and some city officials, was organized by Philadelphia City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson. He's chair of Council's Special Committee on Gun Violence Prevention. The group called an emergency hearing designed to call the DA, police department, and city officials to task.
It's not about pointing fingers. It's about making sure that we're all working in partnership.
But much of the event gave voice to the outrage and pain.
We often talk about what gun violence takes. Let's talk about what gun violence leaves behind.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, members of City Council, and police officials stood and listened to the rally for more than 90 minutes. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says solutions need to be multi-layered.
We have to do this together.
The emergency hearings will be virtual and held today and Wednesday morning. A man visiting Sesame Place punched a 17-year-old employee for asking him to wear a mask. The teen employee reminded an unidentified man and woman to wear masks while attending the park due to the pandemic. Later in the day, the man confronted the worker at the Captain Cookies High Seas Adventure ride and punched him in the jaw, injuring the teen's jaw. The man and woman then fled from the scene as security chased after them. Investigators say they were last seen driving away in a vehicle registered in New York. The employee was taken to St. Mary's Medical Center in Middletown on Sunday and underwent surgery yesterday. Police say the man and woman appear to be between the ages of 20 and 30, but have not released a detailed description of them. If you have any information on the incident, please call Middletown Township Police. The New Jersey Health Department has set the rules for long-term care facilities to once again allow indoor visits. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, it's a phased-in approach.
Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli says once facilities show they have a coronavirus outbreak plan and sufficient PPE and staffing levels, then indoor visits by a designated caregiver can be allowed, starting at one a week for 2 hours.
We recognize and appreciate that contact with family, friends, and fellow residents is essential.
Governor Murphy at his regular briefing also threatened to shut down Jersey Shore bars where crowds were seen lined up to get in.
Standing around maskless in a crowd outside a bar is just as big a knucklehead move as standing around maskless inside one.
And Murphy criticized President Trump's executive order on unemployment benefits requiring states to kick in.
I cannot sit here right now and say New Jersey could afford to participate in this program.
What's needed, Murphy says, is congressional action on a stimulus bill that provides direct help for states. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.